As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 您好，您正在收听的是《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）。一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长主题的中英双语播客。我是大狗熊 Bear， 一位生活在新西兰的用户体验设计师。这期节目呢，使用英文为默认语言。如果您感兴趣的话，请继续往下收听。如果您更想收听中文的节目，请保持关注狗熊有话说的播客更新，会有更多精彩的中文节目持续进行更新。本期节目呢，在大狗熊的另一档专门针对英文听众的频道 Bear Academy 首发。如果您对设计、职场、效率提升等主题的英文内容感兴趣，不妨订阅我的播客 Bear Academy， 或是关注我的 YouTube 频道 Bear Talk。 播客呢，可以在苹果的 Podcasts或是 Spotify 搜索订阅，视频呢可以在 YouTube 搜索 Bear Talk 或者是 Bear Academy 就可以订阅了。我的 YouTube 频道有中文和英文两个账号，分别发布中文和英文不同的视频内容。如果您感兴趣的话，不妨两个账号同时关注。感谢您的收听，请继续。
Many people, many students asked me this question. What if I'm not good enough for becoming a UX designer? What if it was a wrong choice for my career? Believe me, you are not alone. I had similar questions and confusion during the process when I'm learning UX design. And in this video, I'm going to share some of my thoughts and tips to help you cope with this problem. Let's check this out. Hi, welcome to Bear Academy. I'm Bear, a UX designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. I mentioned that as I'm mentoring a few students in the learning on the learning progress of Springboard and Career Foundry, I found that they had this common question. They doubt about themselves, about the decisions of learning UX, of learning design. And they all think about, like, what if I'm not good enough of learning this, and it seems so confusing to me. What if I make this wrong decision for my career? Is it the wrong decision? What am I doing? So this is exactly what happened for me a few years ago when I started to learn UX design. At that time, I find my first job in New Zealand as a multimedia specialist, which is I'm okay to do, but it's not my passion or about. So I made this decision to start learning UX design from scratch. Actually, I had a few years experience when I worked in China as a product designer, but it's in Mandarin. And now I decided to learn it from scratch and to get some local work experience and then make my career transition. It was hard because it's a long process. And during this learning process, I often had this thought, like, what am I doing? Is it the wrong decision? Because it takes nearly 5 months for me to make the full transition from my first job as a multimedia specialist to be an UX and UI designer. And during that time, I will start to wonder, yeah, probably I just apply some other job, or I can stay as a marketing guy, or maybe just apply a postman's job as they're hiring, or become a massager or some kind of other jobs. So these thoughts came out again and again and interrupt my learning process. And then I find some way to cope with it. It's in another video, so you can check that. So I think this is really not my only question, but for many people, they have the similar question like this. I think the possible reasons for this question is because, you know, learning UX is a long process, especially for someone without psychology-related experience or design-related experience. A lot of approaches, methodologies, and ideas and concepts are brand new for us to learn. So it's a long process, takes months or years to become a designer. So during this long process, definitely people will have doubt, will have some second thoughts. Like running marathon, during the middle of the process, you will start to ask yourself, what am I doing here? Why I'm drawing myself in this situation? So this is really common. This is a long process. And the other reason probably is because I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong as I'm a self-learning designer. That's really a challenge for the people who's learning by themselves or following online courses or other things like me. So you don't have the validation from other people, from the teacher or from your classmates. So this could be a really good a challenge for you. And the other reason, probably the most important reason, is that UX design is a practice which doesn't involve a standard answer for each question. Normally, when we are self-learning or when we are learning some other projects, some other subjects such as accounting or mathematics, you will have a standard answer for each of your questions. And also, if you have any questions, normally the answer will be yes or no, correct or incorrect. But design is different. Design is a practice which will only have a probable, a better solution, but not a wrong decision. So probably you will still get the things done with a second option, but the best option is not the standard correct one. So this could be the most important reasons that we will find it's really hard to to get yourself confident. So for me, I think I can have three tips on this. The first tip I have is to build a feedback loop and as short as possible. For example, when you're learning, when you're doing your project, I think you can start to share it during the middle of the process to get some feedback from real people. And then you can know how I can improve it. And then after that, you improve your design and share it again to get some more feedback and then to improve it once again. So it's more like to build this feedback loop for you to show your work, get some feedback, and then improve it and share it again. So by doing this, and especially build it as a short progress, so that you'll find, yep, I can get something which can validate from other people and then I can improve it. So this is really important, especially for self-learning designers. And the second one, I think, is to believe there are something that can transfer from what you are currently doing or what you're good at to what you're going to do, what you're learning to become as a UX designer. So two of my students, for example, one of them was a waitress at a restaurant. So she's working really hard at during the middle of her learning process. She finds it's really confusing and overwhelmed. But then in the later of the process, she's really nailed it. And she got a lot of progress during a short amount of time. And then I find because her waitress job requires her to work long hours without a break. So she got used to focus on one thing for a long time. Like her attention span is much longer than any other people I met, which is really good for her learning progress. And the other student, she is a teacher at a school for teenagers. So she's really good at talking to those guys, to those kids, and then get them manage them to do things like this or that. So I think she's also lack of confidence, like, am I good at doing UX design? And I'm not good visually at something. But then I talked to her, you're really good at manage your clients and your stakeholders in the later stage, because you're doing that on a daily basis of managing those kids, right? So this is your strength. I think you can always find something can transfer from what you are doing, what you're good at, to the things you're going to do. And the third thing is the growth mindset. So this is something I think I can't find an example for this one at this moment. But as a reminder, UX design is not like a standard test. So there's no right or wrong answer. But no matter what you're doing, what you got, it's always good for your learning process. So for the long term, you're always improving yourself. You're always growing. So that's all right. I hope these three tips, or sometimes it's just a mindset, helps you on learning UX design. And all the best if you're learning it. If you're trying to become a UX designer or product designer, all the best. And please, if you have any story or comment, please share it on the comment below of this channel. And if you haven't subscribed this channel, please subscribe it to support my channel. And yeah, as a reminder, you are not alone. You are not alone, and I believe you will go through this process. All the best, and hope you like this video. Please keep you in tune, and I will see you in another chapter. Ciao.
您正在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 一个关于设计、科技、阅读与个人成长的中英双语播客。您的推荐与分享是我继续制作节目的最佳动力。 请您在收听节目的平台呢，通过评论留下您的观点，或者是给节目点赞。如果碰到您喜欢的某期节目，请在自己熟悉的社交网络发布分享，或者是向朋友推荐。我的网站呢是 beartalking.com。 这期播客的所有详细信息呢，可以在 voice.beartalking.com 进行查询。也希望您能订阅我的 YouTube 频道或者是微信公众号，搜索狗熊有话说五个汉字，狗熊有话说即可以找到。谢谢。